Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope you're all doing well. The Packers taking care of business and the Washington football team yesterday. Now, a quick turnaround, as Matt said yesterday. Today will be their Wednesday practice availabilities, what have you. We'll probably hear from Aaron Rodgers, I would think, tomorrow, along with Davante Adams and a few others. We'll hear from Coach later this afternoon. Quick turnaround, turning the page right to the Arizona Cardinals, the undefeated Arizona Cardinals, if you will. My goodness. Hello to everybody in the comments already mixing it up, including Big B is here. Big B, what's up, man? The stash goes on. Yeah, the stash definitely goes on. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Today's deep dive jams are Change by John Waite and Cover of the Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show, both solid classics. Pappies. Always good to start Monday off with some tunes. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. Had a Kroll's Butter Burger with a side of cottage cheese and a spotted cow on Saturday. Effing amazing. Nags, you tell no lies. Andrew, I speak only the truth here on Packers Daily. I'm really glad you went to Kroll's, man. I'm glad you had the butter burger and cottage cheese. That's amazing. And a spotted cow to wash it down. You got to do it. Man, I'm glad you got to do that, Andrew. That's awesome. Kroll's is legit. No doubt about it. Joan, good morning. Good to see you. Pardon me as I take a sip of Victory Monday coffee. So good. So good. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat, man. Saw the Stones last night. Not since QB1 September 20, as someone owned US Bank Stadium like Mick did last night. Will QB1 also play until he's 78? Pappies. I'm sure that is on his mind at this point. Dude, that's awesome you got to see the Stones. Got to be weird without Charlie. But that is so dope. So glad you got to do that. Mike, thanks for the super chat. If Devondre Campbell is our Drew Holiday, Whitney Mercilus, our Bobby Portis, fear the pack. I hope he sticks around a little bit longer, but yeah, it's possible. Definitely. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Everything Big Dog gets the ball. Every time Big Dog gets the ball, good things happen. Do you think it's time to design plays for him in the red zone to improve our TD percentage there? Yes and no. I think his effectiveness in large part, and he admitted as much, a couple weeks ago, is because no one's thinking about it. You know, I do think they will utilize him at some point in the red zone. I remember that touchdown he had against the Giants a few years ago, but I don't think he's ever going to become a mainstay just because they have so many guys to feed when it comes to the red zone. Stefan, thank you for the super chat. Good afternoon, Aaron. NFL is about to decide to have a game in Germany with Munich, Dusseldorf, and Frankfurt in the mix. Which one would be your favorite? Any chance we see a Cheesehead TV watch party live from Germany? A lot going on in that question there, Stefan. Or Stefan, however you pronounce it. I'm probably butchering it. I would love to go to Munich, but, you know, truth be told, wherever it is in Germany, Corey and I will be there. When they play in London, we're going to be there. When they play in Germany, we're going to be there. We are not missing these international games if and when they finally happen. I don't know if it'll be a watch party, but we'll definitely have some kind of Cheesehead TV get together. There's no doubt about that. I'm so looking forward to it, and I hope and pray it's in October so we can hit up some Oktoberfest. That'd be fun too. Spencer, thanks for the super chat. It's clear LaFleur respects your opinion. Not so sure about that one, Spencer. And may even be in the chat sometimes. How do you think Packers PR feels with this being decently evident? Stash. Hashtag stash. Spencer, I would suspect the folks maybe that you think are Matt LaFleur in the chat are probably Packers PR. I think PR is totally fine. I think Matt and I have a fine relationship, but I don't think there's anything PR doesn't know about. You know, they're pretty open in their communication. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. Victory Monday makes that night court style intro music just so much better. Oh, Jeezy, that's a good pull. It is a little like night court, isn't it? It's the sax, and yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down with that comparison. I like it a lot. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. I am so happy I'm going to be in Green Bay on the 25th for the games versus the Browns. Merry Christmas, Patrick. I think I'm going to be in town too. We'll have to say hello. That'd be awesome. That'd be a fun time. MVS back this week. William, we'll hear from Matt LaFleur later today. Maybe. I'm sure he'll be asked. We'll see. Man, it's been lingering on for a while, though, hasn't it? This hamstring injury. Kind of hate it. Why no Jalen Smith in the second half? Kevin, maybe he wasn't playing very well. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Six straight wins. Next up, Zona. And many emojis. Stanley, you're a man of straightforwardness. I like it. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Do you think the NFL will ever get rid of Thursday Night Football? It's got to be brutal for the players. No chance, Ed. They're making too much money. Did you see how much Amazon paid for this new Thursday Night package? Yeah, it ain't going anywhere. And look, yeah, it's brutal for the players, no doubt about it. But that pie that they get a part of, roughly 50% of, grows and continues to grow because of a Thursday Night package. So, yeah, I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. 00 Smith, thanks for the super chat. Got to watch the Bengals win at Kettle of Fish. Thanks. Oh, dope, man. I'm so glad you got to go. I hope you said hi to Patrick. He is the bomb.com. People calling me while I'm live. Are you crazy? You must be out of your mind. You must be outside your mind. I'm so glad you got to go to Kettle of Fish. Best place to watch a Packers game outside of Wisconsin. No question about it. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Living in Phoenix as a Packers fan is excellent. Cards fans think we are rivals, but we are just better fans. We'll be there to carry the G live. Go Pack! Dustin, if you're down there, you should check out the Packers pep rally. Cheesehead TV will be represented. Maybe not in official capacity, but we'll be there. We'll be boots on the ground. Not myself, but Tyler and company will be there. It'll be a lot of fun. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, thanks for all the great content. What will it take to get the offense clicking on all cylinders? Seems like we have a V8 engine running on a solid four-cylinder. Go, Pack, go. Mark, that's a really good question, and it's something that Coach addressed in his post-game presser kind of almost unprompted last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. They're just a beat off continuously. You know, I do wonder, and I'm going to ask, this is, I think, what I'm going to ask Matt today. I do wonder if some of that can be boiled down to the amount of shuffling they've had to do along the offensive line, coupled with the youth and inexperience they have there. Because I think some of the parts, the guys individually are probably playing pretty well and grayed out well, but it sure seems like for whatever reason, they certainly can't get the run game going. They couldn't yesterday against Washington, and they've not done a great job of consistently getting the run game going the last month or so. And I do wonder how much of that is a trickle-down effect of no Myers, no Bakhtiari, Elton finally coming back, Yash out there. You know, you got Patrick playing a couple different spots. I don't know. I do wonder. You know, I know I've heard people posit it before, and I kind of dismissed it because I thought they were pass protecting really well, and it's not a team that's ever really going to be committed to the run wholeheartedly. But I do wonder how much of that is kind of playing into, I don't know, even the indecision Rodgers seems to have at times with the football. Obviously, it all works in concert. Guys got to get open, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, when you talk about just being a beat off, it does seem like, you know, you can look at everything from the play design to the play calling, game plan heading into the game on Sunday. But execution-wise, you know, it really would suggest that if you're just a beat off, a lot of times that's timing or maybe just, especially in the passing game, things not lining up correctly. And I can't imagine that, you know, Rodgers is playing with anybody that he has, you know, whether it's Devontae, whether it's Randall Cobb, even Alan Lazard, Big Dog, what have you, Tonyan. These are guys he's banked so many reps with. I can't imagine that's where the timing problem is. So maybe it's up front. I don't know. They are just a tick off, though, especially comparative to last year. It is noticeable. GPP Daily, thanks for the super chat. Get pumped, folks. We're 6-1. Rashawn Gary is balling out. Unexpected guys are stepping up. Devontae is the league's wide receiver one. I love the Green Bay Packers. Now, that's a breath of fresh air right there. Didn't you know it's Monday? You're supposed to be complaining about something. Glad you didn't get the memo. That's good stuff. Davin Paul, good morning. What are you thinking? Cards game. MVS going to play? I would suspect no. But I am not privy to any medical information, so maybe we get surprised today when they're in practice. Tomorrow when they're in practice. We'll see. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts? LOL. Stanley. So many thoughts. Gregory, Dean Lowry continues to impress me. I feel bad I was ready to give up on him. A lot of people were, man. But like I said, once they got his contract kind of adjusted and falling in line as far as their pecking order goes, it feels like fans have kind of laid off There are the odd, you know, loudmouth, know-it-all, but actually know nothings that continue to yell about Dean Lowry. But I'm with you, man. He had a poor start to the season. I think even he would agree with that. But, man, he has turned it around in the last month. He is playing really well at a very high level, and he continued to yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, you're not alone in that group of, especially even this offseason, people wanting to move on from Dean Lowry. But, you know, that's why football is such a great game. You can always find redemption stories, people who buck the odds, so to speak. And Dean's definitely one of those guys doing it right now. I thought this was a better win than people realize. The offense has tended to crumble against stout D lines in the past, and they pushed on regardless of the persistent pressure. That's a good way of looking at it, Trevor. No doubt about it. I mean, I think the whole game changes on Rashawn Gary getting them an extra possession, right? And then the offense taking advantage of it, you know, to push the lead to two scores, two touchdowns. Sorry, guys. You know, neighbors always think it's good. You know, is Aaron live? Can we hear his voice filtering out of the window? Definitely time to start cutting, trimming the verge, as it were. 69 going to be ready for Thursday. Glenn, outside chance. I'd be surprised if he's up on Thursday night. I think they'll hold off until the Chiefs game, but that's just a guess. Tulio, thanks for the super chat. I love what I'm seeing from 21. I think he'll come close to Jair's level down the line on his career, which would be fucking awesome. I mean, hey, I'll take, yeah, just continued growth and development. He is playing at a really high level. The touchdown he gave up was frustrating yesterday, but he certainly came back and made up for it, much like we were talking about as far as the game of football and giving yourself, giving guys a chance to redeem themselves and show growth. That fourth down stop he had was outstanding, and I thought he locked down a really good wide receiver in McLaurin for much of the day. Now, obviously, some of that is the quarterback, etc., but, man, yes, the promise is there. You can see how Stokes is getting better every week, and he's gaining confidence. And, man, boy, howdy alive. If and when they get Jair back, that is a tandem right there. That is going to be exciting to watch. What else we got here? Griffin, thanks for the super chat. How does our defense stack up against Murray and company? Having flashbacks of mobile QB matchups from years past, look forward to victory Friday. I ain't going to lie to you. It's going to be a tough one. Thursday is going to be tough. They can kill you in a lot of different ways. Not only do they have a really impressive aerial attack, they got, you know, physicality in the run game when they choose to use it, which they don't a ton. They don't lean on it, but yeah, they present you with a lot of issues. And Zach Ertz hit the ground running with a nice touchdown, you know, catch and run. Yeah, they can kill you in multiple different ways. I suspect Barry will play a lot of, you know, two shell, maybe cover three, try and keep everything in front of them, make them earn it down the field. I doubt he blitzes a lot because Murray can just absolutely destroy you. I suspect a lot of straight up style defense, and they're going to march. They're going to score. You're never going to keep them out of the end zone. You know, the question is, can you create a turnover? Can you get some opportunistic plays and just play complimentary football? Give Aaron Rodgers an extra shot or two. That's the way the Packers win this game on Thursday night. You know, outside of that, it's going to be real tough. Real, real tough. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. This team will be a couple dudes being guys in Arizona. Sure. Why not? Just a couple dudes being guys. Guys being dudes. Is A.J. Dillon getting grilled on his two fumbles today? I'm glad you asked that. Why the fuck would I have a man on our program here on Cheesehead TV and harp on, or to use your parlance of the times, grill our honored special guest about plays that he is well aware he messed up on? I put him in the bad and the good, bad, and the ugly, and that'll be the extent of it. If he wants to expound on it, he is welcome to. But I am not going to grill the man. Take that fucking sports talk radio bullshit elsewhere. Thank you very much. By the way, watch Carry the G with A.J. Dillon tonight on Cheesehead TV. Jeff Ness, thanks for the super chat. Your initial thoughts on Jalen Smith and Merciless. Jalen should have had that sack, man. That's going to bug me to the end of the year. Should have had that sack on what was ended up being the touchdown. Merciless is a pleasant addition. Dude played like 40% of the snaps after two practices. That's pretty damn impressive, regardless of the position. Yeah, I think Merciless is a key addition. You get Preston back? Oh, baby. You could really start having some fun as a defensive coordinator with Preston, Merciless, and Rashawn Gary. And who knows, maybe even they get Z back at some point. Baby, give it to me, as the great song goes. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Packers win Thursday with a Hail Mary to Janice. Memories. Stanley, thanks for another super chat. Jair is Master Jedi and Stokes is his Padawan, LOL. That works. That works very well. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Campbell's a beast, but what is up with Barnes' snap count? Cards will be a real test for the D. It's a good question. Something we can ask the defensive coordinator when we get him next. But Barnes did not play well last week, and I think they want to get Jalen Smith on the field, even though they took him off the field yesterday at times. But yeah, Barnes has not trended well since coming back from the injury. So something to watch, no doubt about it. Murray scrambling has me worried, though. Attorney, it should. No doubt about it. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. Will Bohorquez get an extension? He'll get paid eventually. There's no doubt about that. I can't imagine they ever let that kid go. Stanislaus, thanks for the super sticker. Very much appreciated. Go Pack Go from Chile. When do you think the defense will be all back? Oh, it's going to be a while, Nicholas. If you're talking to everybody, if you're talking Jair and Z, Jair, maybe late November, early December. Z, maybe not at all. It's a long shot. They get Z back. The legendary status of Nag's stash only grows when it becomes angry stash. God help us all. Hi, Nags. Happy Victory Monday. Learning a little bit more about football, how a defense decides what kind of personnel is put on the field in every play. Giscard, that is predicated usually upon the call from the defensive coordinator. And then more often than not, the position coaches will determine who goes in, unless it's a specific call that they've kind of geared up for situational instances. Like, say it's a third and long and you expect to get a certain play, there will be a call from the defensive coordinator where they have a specific personnel package in mind to try to combat whatever they expect to see from the offense. But more often than not, that is game planned and thought about and designed all throughout the week. So there's not minimal, but there's as little kind of fly by the seat of your pants guesswork, you know, during the game. They've got reams of statistical data that they kind of break down into down and distance, first and 10. What does your opponent like to do? Okay, they run this percentage of the time. How do they run? Do they use power? Do they use zone? Are they using two tight ends? Are they using three wide receivers? Do they use two backs? Do they use a fullback? And they break all of that down, and then they figure out on their side of the ball how best they want to try and combat that. Now, you'll hear a lot about unscouted looks, right? That means an offense doing something that they haven't put on tape already. And you will get, you know, roughly, depending on your opponent, you could get anywhere from 25, 30% to 60% unscouted stuff that you've never seen them put on tape before. And that's kind of the chess match, right? The defensive coordinator will then, if they are doing stuff you haven't seen before, more likely than not, and this is what I was talking about earlier, probably go to some basic calls, cover two, cover three, two man, things that everybody can be on the same page really quickly because they're running stuff that you didn't practice against. A lot going on. There's a lot going on. And everything I just talked about is way, way 30,000 feet, basic, simple stuff. Like, they break it down to the nth degree. Some would argue maybe a little too much at times, but there's a lot that goes into it. And that's why, you know, I had people on the chat last week. Oh, you know, wish Barry would blitz more. It's like, there's a reason he's not. You know, a lot of that determination is made during the week, looking at the opponent, how much they like to do certain things on offense, and how you think you best can combat that with your personnel. So it's the game within the game, and stuff I love. Some people get bored by it and don't want to know anything about it. I love it. And that's, you know, the reason I watch tape and try and get inside what they're thinking. But yeah, that's a very, very rudimentary kind of introductory way of explaining it more than anything else. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Will we ever see Z in a Packers jersey again? I don't know, Josh, but I doubt it. Tyler, thanks for the super chat. Let's all celebrate that no timeouts were wasted in the first half. Key to that 2-minute drill. Funny how that works, huh? Yeah, Matt and Aaron really do not care about timeouts. Daniel, shout out to Rashawn Gary. Now that is very, very simple. And true. Very true. Shout out to Rashawn Gary. Hey, Nags, I was busy and missed the game yesterday. What happened? Watched it this morning with watch party synced up. You're like the riff tracks of the Packers. I don't know what that is. I'm hoping it's complimentary, but thank you. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. It's what we do. As I said earlier, Carry the G with AJ Dillon tonight, live, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Lambeau time, right here on the YouTube channel. Then tomorrow, Patreon members, the Patreon happy hour is at 5 Eastern. Note the time change, 5 Eastern, tomorrow, Tuesday, October 26th tomorrow. And then Packer Transplants will be back on Wednesday. Busy week, as always, here on Cheesehead TV. Dustin gets the last super chat. Thanks, buddy. Will there be a date night drunk cheese manana? Man, hell no. I'm just trying to concentrate one thing at a time. Right now, it's getting through Monday. But thank you, Dustin. Thank you for the encouragement. Speaking of encouragement, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.